Thank you to everyone for being here for our roundtable discussion, Responsible Design is Innovative Design, here at BBase. BBase has celebrated its 20th year in the eyewear industry and has pushed innovative and creative boundaries through initiatives like Incubase. Thank you everyone for being here. So this is our third year doing Incubase in collaboration with PolyU MA Fashion Design Program with Professor Ryan. Thank you, Ryan, for staying with us and being coming with us on this journey. So over a period of 3 weeks, young designers spent time at the BBase headquarters in Hong Kong to learn about the fundamentals of sustainable eyewear design under the guidance of our team. We have seen the standard of work continue to be elevated, and this only affirms our journey to take Incubase global. And I'd like to introduce our thought leaders, starting with Christina Dean, founder and board chair. Christina is a sustainable fashion advocate for over 15 years, has championed better practices in fashion. She founded Redress Hong Kong, the Redress Design Competition, I'm sure you're all aware of, as well as the R Collective.
Well, hello, everyone. Thanks, Christina. It's so wonderful to be with you. Thank you for enabling me to be part of your wonderful experience.
Wan Lee, founder of X8 Eyewear and the former US Chief Executive and Creative Director of South Korean eyewear brand Gentle Monster.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm very kind of enjoyed your journey and to choose very hard every result outcome. I know how much you invested and made effort, your time and energy, but I was inspired what you were all kind of artworks and more like your outcome.
Brian Bentley is a digital problem solver with a focus in computer graphics for entertainment.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for letting me here. Thank you, Christina, for inviting me.
Joe Black, last but not least, by any means, a champion for sustainability in the business of eyewear. Joe is our CEO at BBase Design Group.
Thank you, Christina, and so great to see everybody. Congratulations to the winners and to all participants, to all students. Amazing. You inspire us. And after 30 years in the industry, it's nice to be inspired. So huge congratulations to all of you. And I know you're under great mentorship with Ryan, so you're in safe hands. But really, congratulations. There's some really great thought work gone into your work.
Thank you so much for being here with us. I'd like to start with a question that is, sustainable design is innovative design. And as a statement, how does this resonate, if at all, with you personally or professionally? And I'd like to put that out to all the speakers. And I'd like to start with Christina Dean.
So sustainable design is innovative design. What does that really mean to me? Well, I'm going to answer it like this. I think we're all very aware that we're in a planetary crisis. And I always hope that a good old crisis will lead to an opportunity, that it will lead to us to change. And I feel that the crisis that we've been in terms of the fashion industry, the eyewear industry, in terms of materials, consumption, waste, excess, it's actually driving us to innovate. We've been, and we still are, in a very, very tricky part in our world history. We're in a very, very critical part of time. And so I think that sustainable design is innovative design, and it's being pushed by an urgent need to innovate and to see the world differently and to create a better world.
Wan, do you want to share? How does this statement resonate with you?
Normally, I get this kind of question, I tried to define what is the meaning of the specific term. And the term is innovation is Chinese, the language in Korean applied in 혁신 is innovation, which means leather. The leather is refresh and making a new is the innovation, the original meaning from Chinese word. And also sustainability, and then that two term we are faced with right now, and then what is the meaningful for me, and how this term to apply my real life. You know, in terms of professional way, we don't have to follow our job to our lifestyle. You know, for example, I am a vegetarian, but my job can be butcher. It is not easy, but we can do it. But sustainability, we must not just going for a job, but we must apply our lifestyle, keep making effort to change and apply this term to make mine and our lifestyle. So it's innovation is meaning was Chinese term is, as I told you, refresh the leather, which means our skin. In sustainable life is can be not just for the work, but must be with my life and for my life. So I think I would like to kind of explain about general things, but not general meaning, just for my real personal meaning. So to answer for the question and recapping again is sustainability and innovation design is how can make this term to apply and be my life.
Brian?
Right. So there's basically two things that I think about when I hear that, like innovation, sustainability is innovation. First of all, I agree with you that human beings are very clever. Like we're this weird experiment that just kind of happened, right? Like if you think about it, the crisis that we're in, like if you think about like the extinction of Earth has been around for billions of years. Like if we put that on a clock, right? So when Earth started to when humans showed up, we've been around for about 5 minutes and we broke it. That's pretty rock and roll. Like that's pretty amazing. Like if we're clever enough to break it, we can be clever enough to fix. And it's, I think through sustainability, like with this whole sustainability thing, there's a lot of finger pointing and you did this and you did that. I think what we lose sight of is we're in this pickle because we were trying to make things better. Like we didn't know what we were doing at the time. Like it was just, oh, look, we can have plastic bottles, or oh, look, we can have internet in our house, or oh, look, we can keep up with Paris Fashion Week. These are good things. We innovated our way into that. Now, we didn't look at the entire scope of what we were doing. So once we do, we can work our way out of it. And I really do believe in creativity through constraint. And I'm sure Christina's heard me talk about this.
No, definitely. I mean, I get excited if there's a problem. And I use this example with how we developed the Bao Index at B-Base was our head of production came to us and he said, well, there's this material and it's recycled plastic and it's not sustainable because by the time we send it over to the US, it's essentially melted. This, we got together and within a year, we've got an index that we've measured different materials. Our clients are now picking the better choices. And we have a team, everyone's an advocate, within a very short period of time. So Joe, what does sustainable design is innovative design mean to you?
The question, innovation drives sustainability and sustainability drives innovation. Taking it back a few steps, I was in an industry for so long that I didn't want to be in any longer. I saw consumption. I went through the high times, the low times. I worked with luxury. I worked with fast fashion when it first happened. I was in London, so I was in the heart of it. And it was exciting. And there was many parts, not all parts of fashion industry do I love, but many parts of fashion industry I do love. And it's really about the collective and the creative and the curating of the community that comes together that I really enjoy. And the thinking around it. But I think it's, or the thinking about what is next. But just to keep it short, but I think for me, it was, I couldn't stay in it anymore because of the consumption. I loved it, but I can't stay in it. I don't know how to do this. And I felt I was in a place where I was just sinking within the fashion industry. And being in it for so long, it's like, what is next for me? And then it just sort of came really about how do I stay in it? And that's when we sort of took that lid off the can and went, okay, if we can in our in our small part of the entire industry and of the entire industries around the planet, do our small part, we can make a change. And so it was something so simple and so obvious. But at the time, I do remember, I mean, I presented something to the board in 2017 and I got faces looking back at me as if I had three heads. Really, I don't think I even got a comment, like a yes or a no or a maybe or nothing. Just it was almost silence in the room. So from 2017 to now, it's massive changes. And so the progression now is easier. It was massive mountains at first. Now it's a journey. It's not a walk in the park, but it is a journey. And I think that, you know, for me, everything is the game changer. It's time, it's place, it's people. It's your own experience in life. As Juan shared, it's something that to think about how to live sustainably, to simply want to, how can I make it better? We do know that's a future. So for me, there is a lot of drivers. So in answer to your question or an answer to this question, my response is there's many reasons, but it's all of the above. And that to me is what has the impact, has driven innovation in sustainability for me. It's now in my soul. And hopefully by what we're doing here within Incubase, we can share that and we can distribute that feeling. So therefore the generation that is, you know, around us and coming through only think about sustainable design. Whereas we've had to make a transition. It's harder.
Starting with one, what are some examples of sustainable design that have been particularly innovative?
In fashion is the main kind of work and core value is how to make a cool, how to make a iconic and trendy. And then people like blind and then want to buy the price we decided. You know, and then they just like without any question, they just buy. In terms of business approach, the basic formula of business is how to reduce, decrease the cost and expenditure, how to increase profit. So with that kind of formula and what we have been educated like this way, it is not easy to make it happen, the sustainable design. But after the pandemic, I think what is the beauty of the product? What is the beauty of design? What is the core value of design is a little kind of changing. Like a good company and sustainable company, they make a value and then they just willing to pay even though more expensive. One of the example is, you know, there are many trials like the starfish. Through the starfish can be applied the de-icer and some remove some ice on the road, or some pangaya in fashionable way, and they are using the lot of the sustainable material and technology, and but still trying to make their brand image and identity to consistently with colorway inspired by nature. And also some the Dust of God and reform and recycle brand. And there are like a lot of the vintage retro version of the Levi's, and they just reforming and with some dead stock fabric. And then Record, which I have been involving. Record is the 10 years since 10 years they have been doing reform and upcycling Nike dead stock and with some outdoor Cologne Group dead stock. They just all kind of removing everything, and then they just making a new style, like a layered style or very kind of new stylish things. So they created new story, new style, new synergy. And then people like eventually love that pattern and love that the styling consistently. So I think that kind of innovation we should share more with cool way and digital way, and then people will gradually and eventually get it, and they have some increase their desire. Oh, I want to buy it, and then I want to be part of it.
I was speaking to a very well-known designer who said that he believes that at the very core of the heart of the designer should be the desire to design something better than what's out there already. The rest of the world is increasingly understanding that the power is in the designer's hands.
So it's like celebrities and influencers also always, they have to have some the power, using that their power, and to be shown up and exposed as much as possible. So like BTS is a good example. They always trying to wear and upcycling the dress when they have some UN speech or White House speech. So that kind of ecosystem we have been building, and then making effort to get some tangible outcome.
I think it's an interesting one because, you know, it comes back to a comment that Christina made earlier. And that is, you know, in when we design, designers, really, it comes from the heart, and it's designing something that's not already out there. It's designing different. It's designing your own signature, having that unique handwriting. And I think, you know, what I see now, you mentioned you just ran through a list of brands. We're seeing better design in sustainability. And this is really key because I think, you know, a few years ago, bits and pieces, not so much, but the design in sustainability is so critical because then we influence consumers to buy. You know, we want, and you can put a price on it. You can put a price on it now if it's not sustainable because it's got the creative. It has all the creative where it comes from. So yes, you can do that and put it on the shelf and people will buy it at whatever price, the consumer will buy it. But if we design that sustainably, we're not only giving the consumer that, we're also giving them sustainability in the product that they're buying.
Well, Jo, I wanted, if I may, to pick up on something that you said. I was going to share something rather unfortunate that happened to me this week, and it was a real learning about sustainable design. So whilst we're talking about sustainable design as being, you know, this wonderful vision that we're all headed for, completely with you on that, sustainable design also needs to work. The product needs to work. I mean, other Christina, you mentioned about these, the plastic, the recycled plastic that melted by the time it got to the US. I wanted to share with you a real failure that we had this week. We created, I thought, a very innovative, very creative, very challenging, exclusive collection, and we rescued really tricky waste streams in Sri Lanka. We worked with local artisans, so it was very environmental, it was very social. We had tuk-tuk covers, you know, the tuk-tuks, we took the covers off there. We had rescued tire waste. We had dead stock fabric and some other really challenging materials. And we created a backpack. And I was thinking, you know, this is terribly sustainable. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, here we go. Look how clever we all are. Collaboration, la, la, la. Everything that we're talking about. But the product failed because it basically... it wasn't strong enough. We hadn't wear tested it. We hadn't strength tested enough, and it was too ambitious. And so I'm just sharing with you that we now have a challenge. I'm telling you my secrets because we're in a sharing space together, really, that we now have a problem, which is that we've created, say, 700 products, but they've got a problem with them. So we have to rework them again. We have to put them back through a sewing line. We've got to sew them up. Why am I sharing you this story? It's because we should be pushing boundaries. We should be designing from our heart. We should be brave. We should be collaborative, etc. But the product still needs to work, and it still needs to function, and it still needs to be durable. And so my lesson this week is that I'm fine with failure. You know, failure is a good teacher. Whatever you design, sustainability is our goal. Okay. But it has to be durable. Otherwise it defeats.
It has to work.
Yeah, it has to work out. So that was a nice whipping that I got this week to share with you as a failure that's given me an appreciation of durability. Now, I'm becoming a sustainability teacher right now, but really, whatever you do, whatever you think, it must be durable. It must have longevity. It's got to work. It's the materials that you choose, the design that you choose must be durable. That must be your key essence of what you're creating, that the product will stand the test of time. So not an inspirational story, but a failure story for you.
No, that's fantastic. We want to hear that.
Very innovative.
I think it is an inspirational story. Just like piggybacking off that, like student submissions in the PDF to Jimmy, amazing. The one thing that I would say is there's, as far as the student work that I looked at, the focus on sustainability was just the materials. Like, this material is sustainable. This material is sustainable. That's not sustainability. That's material science. Those are two different things, right? You can have, so two perfect examples, right? I'm old enough to remember when they made the corn plastic, when that first came out, and everybody was like, oh my God, this is going to save humanity. We don't have to use plastic anymore. We have this corn plastic that degrades, right? And then you try to eat soup with it, Christina, and it melts, right? And then also the same day that company put that material on the market, it sent the price of corn through the roof. So like Mexican families couldn't afford food anymore, right? That's not sustainable at all. It's not durable, and it's destroying the livelihood of somebody else at the cost of us feeling better.
And so that is also like leading into my next question in regards to barriers of entry or challenges with sustainability, because there is an aspect of altruism for a lot of people that they want to do good, be good. We want it to be commercial. We want it to be sustainable, but through innovative thinking, we can find solutions. And so the barriers and challenges of entry, how can we overcome these?
Since ESG has some kind of arising and urgent issue, and many business and industry trying to pretend we are taking care of. But right now, as I see the really many, the regulation and policy trying to give some penalty or advantage or benefit, now they are aware of doing this seriously.
I can jump in on this. And this is also, I'm also, Mr. Lee, your first comments were, thank you for that. And it's a balance of carrot and stick, right? Like, it's like, how much carrot do you want? How much stick you want? And it's always, carrot always works better. Carrot always works better, right? Because I think it was like a saying, I'm not focused on my own. A horse will come to the carrot, but it will dodge a stick.
Does anyone else want to add to that?
I think it's our responsibility. How do we encourage more designers and retailers and consumers? I think it's our responsibility, each one of us. Whatever we do, how do we encourage sustainability? You encourage sustainability by being a parent with the children, by teaching good habits within business. What's your business? How can we do it? I mean, we all can do it for what we can do. What I can do in my position in life is do this. That's what I can do. And I think that we just need to figure out what we can do as each individual. Because what I do know, if we cannot, for a designer, if we cannot create the platform, if we cannot offer this virtual space that we're going to soon be launching, if we cannot introduce the right people in the business and the right contacts within the business that will further careers and help along with those or help support the path of that career, that's nobody's going anywhere, I guess. So for me, to encourage designers and retailers, to encourage designers is to provide the platform. To encourage retailers is to provide the product. The data is there. We're doing it. It drives our BOW. It drives our BB20, our new NFT that we launched for our 20th anniversary. So therefore, you know, by providing this, we attract. It's like bees to a honeypot. right? Mm-hmm. Who's got that interest? We're coming in because we want to be a part of that. So I think, you know, by doing that, there is not one step in what is it that's going to happen. But if we make sure that we're always connecting our dots and connecting with each other, I believe this is the platform that we're building to allow that to happen.
I'm happy to pick up from you, Jo, if I may. You mentioned this creative journey, and I was imagining all you designers on your creative journey. And the word barrier is in the question. And I was imagining you're on your creative journey and you're meeting barriers wherever you go, whether it's sourcing, design, durability, price point, la, la, la. And I thought of two words that you need to know. And these are two very, very, very important words. I hope you're all thinking, what are the words? It's not a swear word. It's not F off, just to let you know. It's not that. Two words. And the question, the two words are, drum roll, why not? Why not? And why not was why I started Redress. Why can't the fashion industry be more sustainable? Why not? And I see it. It's quite a challenging question to ask someone. Like, I got a no for something last week. Why not? Not like aggressively, why not? But just like, why not? So I'm going to encourage you, and this is like a more of a mentorship idea in your careers, to have that question, why not? And to be bold enough to literally ask it when you meet a barrier in whatever part of the dots that Jo spoke about, that, you know, whatever you're creating, whatever you're doing, whatever you're going into the virtual digital world, you're going into the physical world, wherever you live, whatever you do, hold that why not, because I think it will help you to climb over a barrier.
I think like a little kind of different approach, and how people's habit and pattern can be changed, especially MZ generation. And we have been a lot of syndrome and movements in good way and bad way. For example, like TikTok things, and or some yoga and meditation and well-being things, and or hippie area, and a lot of many kind of the movement many people have been following. So how to make this kind of movement through strategy or design wise or some marketing and press, something like that way. So far, I think the ESG or sustainability side is more like a nonprofit, little boring, and not like a from the heart, but it's just like a, you know, is our brain, like a GTB chat type of things. You know, you must take care of Earth, you must take care of your lifestyle or something like that, and you should think about future, but not like that way, in like my Calvin Klein type of things, and or more kind of innovative and creative and disruptive way. MZ generation and young people will, oh, I want to, I must be part of it. So they just proudly share what they have been sustainable and how can change their life in their routine, daily routine, when they wake up in the bed until go to bed. So how much they can use and they can try to make be sustainable in cool way. That is some kind of overcome and or changing and turning point for the future. So I think there is potential and positive way and something like that. So,
yeah. I think they're both, I mean, great feed in for sure. It's like, you know, walk what you talk, I think is great. And I think, you know, the question, why not? For sure. You know, there is generally always a solution. There's a way around it. It may not be perfect, but, you know, just to ask that question, because that actually makes the other person or the other people think about why not, and hadn't thought about it. You know, there is a way, and there's somewhere somebody will know. You know, why not opens doors. It can also close doors really quickly. So be careful of your nose. But it can actually open many more doors. And I think, you know, so that's great. I think, you know, that two wise words, I've taken them on board.
Yes.
I'm actually somebody that if somebody says no, that to me is just let go. I need to, I don't know what no means. So it's within my nature to find or to do, and I'm a risk taker as well. So I, you know, with the combination, it's like, it's hard for me just not to try. It's impossible. Unless I lose interest. If I lose interest for whatever reason, then I can walk away. But if it's like, no, you know, there's got to be a solution. I think this, and this comes from within, and that comes back to what you're saying, Juan. It's like who you are, how you live, how you're thinking, like live it, live, you know, walk as you talk. And I think this is, you know, if we believe in who we are and what we're doing, this is where everything that we do that surrounds us will bloom, you know, from our design, our creativity, our life, our health. We do. And this is a very natural thing. It's not an effort, but we, all the noise will disappear and it becomes, it comes from within. So therefore the challenges that we talk about, they're still there, but they're not within us. And I think this is a difference also. You know, that power that sits within us to do and to create is there. We just need to remove the fear and the anxiety that living in this world just surrounds, you know, surrounds, I guess, blankets us within it, if we allow it to. So expression of mind, freedom in your thinking, always say why not. I think this is always ask that question, why not, you know, not only outside but also inside. I think this is really inspirational and very real. It's very human, it's very natural to us, if we allow it to be. With that, the rest will roll. Whatever we're trying to achieve, whatever path we want to take, I think that will allow us, you know, that allows us to move more easily through this journey. And then we connect, as I say, with the right people, the right community, think tanks alike. This is power. People stand together. This is power. And I think that is how we make this transition faster and smoother and stronger. Yeah.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. I do want to slowly start ending the session with the last question, which I'm combining two questions together. So I'm being a bit cheeky. If you could give an example of sustainable design, innovative design from your own work, and give advice to the young designers in the room, how can they be more sustainable through innovative thinking and development? What sort of advice could you give them?
I do stand-up comedy here in Hong Kong, and one of the best rules for writing jokes is if you, the first thing you think of as a joke is a terrible joke, because everyone else is on that human wave. And it's usually, your brain doesn't want to work hard. Once again, it wants to conserve calories. You need to think beyond that first, like, initial, like, knee-jerk, oh, let's do this. You need to get to the toothbrush level, because that's when real change happens. Is that's those minute details and those tiny movements. And if everybody's making these tiny movements, then the whole thing comes together. It's like ants.
Great.
I was speaking to a very good friend of mine, Timo Riesinen, who's got many PhDs. I say it's one, but he's so brainy. And his PhD is on sustainable zero waste design. And we were having a coffee in New York, and I said, you know, like, what really is the main factor in sustainable design? Like, what is it? Don't tell me about the PhD. Just tell me, what is it? And he thought about it. And he said that the most important thing to him about sustainable design is the amount of time and love that the designer puts into the creation. And I thought of that off the back of what you were saying, Brian, about thinking deeper, and that, you know, this has come up before, like thinking further, thinking deeper. And that's why I was thinking about this answer, because I was thinking, whatever you create, put more time, love, effort, intentionality into it. And if my friend Timo, with all his PhDs, is correct, that will result in a more sustainable outcome.
Beautiful.
The collectively and collaboratively figuring out the not the even best way, but it's more like the further way and all together. And for example, like we tried to make some things with through the used mask, tons of masks in Korea, as you know, is all over the world. So a company has been trying to bring back used mask and then put together. So they are just like all collects. They don't know how can use. So they just put this idea, so many people, and how can we make this happen? And then many people, like, even though they're not the employee and the crew, and they just like Instagram, and how can we use this? And then many idea is 99% is not workable and possible. And but some idea can be, I have someone who can make a sustainable and eco-friendly bond, and I have someone something like that way, and they do not ask some money, just like figuring out like a puzzle, you know, Sudoku, and they just keep giving a hint and through their network and idea. So finally, the outcome, they made some beautiful chair, all kind of sustainable way, and they just press, and that is making some, you know, chair. And then the chair must be used, but it's a little kind of fear. You know, I don't want to sit there. So it's like, how can we make this chair to be used by many people? So they just artists making some graffiti, and cool artists making some signature, and K-pop styles, like using some music video sets through that way. And those kind of keep collective way and keep doing is from the initial question. Can I? Can you? And let's figure out. And I need your help, you know. And then at the same time, what is for? You know, this is just like an event for my promotion or some kind of, what is for? So how can I, this kind of things to apply my life and my routine? And that things is how can impact, you know, in the future, not just like the 10 years later, but it's just like a 1 year or 1 month. How can I apply this in my thing? Not just social things and not just like a professional things, is my routine. So like a minimal life or some other things, is keep thinking is very kind of good a way to change in life and be sustainable.
Wonderful. Thank you. Joe?
Be Based today is virtual showrooms, which is BAU index on sustainable materials, that is the only sustainable index in the eyewear industry. It is a showcase to show our Incubase programs and our students' work, which hopefully will help further their careers. It is about being able to, we can provide for our clients to come through and be able to curate programs to inspire them on what they're doing with their merchandise and their production. So within that, we're able to, within all of the world of B-Base and within all of these modules, we're able to really take everybody on a more sustainable journey. So we've come from being a vendor supply to the fashion industry to now being able to provide not only the physical product that is sustainable, but also in a virtual space, and also the digital product that is actually going to be able to be adapted to, you know, that sustainable program of living in the virtual space. We're buying less because we're buying for our avatars. This is the future. So I think, you know, for me, it's about just never stop, just keep moving forward. That would be, you know, to anybody, to students, to all of us. We just need to keep moving forward. Don't stop at what we've got. Take on the challenges.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know if anyone wants to add anything else, but if not, I'd like to end this session with a few things that I took away. It was the words and sentences. I took away movement. I took away going forward. We broke it so we can fix it. I took walk as you talk, make it durable, carrot or stick, creative problem solving at the core, time and love that you put into the design. Your first idea isn't the best one.
I always say that.
Go for the gold star. Constraints are great. And why not? Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time and the love that you've brought to this session.
And congratulations to all students. Really amazing to be able to work with you, support you, and continue to support you. So do know that we're always here. You have a team of mentors around you. So if anybody has any questions or we'd like to reach out, please do. Always welcome. And I just want to say also thank you, Christina, for hosting and guiding us through our conversation. We definitely are all in sync. There is no question about that. We're definitely standing together, and it was great to see everybody on screen. So your participation is incredible and invaluable, and love you all. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right, good luck. Thank you so much.